Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. Ooh, ooh. We can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's to us, my sins are gone. I sing praise on. Everybody got worries. Ooh, ooh. Everybody knows sorrow, isolation. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's great to be alive. Great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. No other place I'd rather be.
These guys need monitor. And guitarists say they can't hear anything. I'm sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. All the time.
Let everything that hath breath.
Praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. In Hebrews, I read a scripture that says that I have promised I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13. Good morning, brother. Welcome, everybody. It's a wonderful day to be alive, to know and to have that promise that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He is promising. What a promise that is. Is the psalmist David said this, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. He said Sheol, which is hell. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. No matter where you go, no matter what's going on in your life, what a friend we have in Jesus. Beautiful song. Let us open with prayer this morning. Enter into his presence this morning. It's so powerful whenever you just walk in and let go. He'll take you from there right on in. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you and we honor you today because you alone are God. There's none like you. We welcome you here today, and we're so glad that where two or more gathered, you're there. We thank you that your word is forever true, and your word will guide and direct us according to your plans and purposes, if we allow you. Come, join us today. Be ever present as you are in our time of need. Bless you today, O God. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, amen. Amen. Worship. Worship him.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. Ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. Though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the storms. His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Rejoice!
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. Another is so lovely, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. Worthy of all our praise. we turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. You make us new. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Early in the the morning, I will celebrate the light. When I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name by night. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. Precious Lord, reveal your heart to me. Father, hold me, hold me. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy. To the Lord of heaven and earth, hallelujah, to the Lord of heaven and earth.
Praise you, Jesus, praise you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Get ready now, because I'm really going to be loud. Praise the Lord. We're going to have our announcements now, and we're going to do the whole bit: announcements, info, news, praise reports. There's probably another slide of other things we're going to accomplish during this time. So right now, we're going to have announcements. We have a few in here. Community Action is asking for donations for children's clothing for the 127 yard sale. And it's going to, items can be delivered here to the, can be delivered to the Senior Center, Citizen Center, or here to the church through the end of July. Pastor's going to be sharing this morning on part two of the prodigal story. We're looking forward to that. Part one was really good. It's going to keep building, isn't it, Pastor?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. And if anyone has some free time on Friday, the June 28th, Karen Baker is needing a ride to a doctor on that day. And you can contact her about that if you can help. Let's see, what else we got? Would you like to tell about the Sunday night time?
For those of you who've been attending the Wednesday night prayer group, Bible study and prayer group, we're going to be beginning a Sunday evening prayer group here this evening. walking into some the gifts of the Spirit and just allowing God to lead. If you like prayer and you need prayer, this would be a good place to come. This evening at 6 o'clock, we'll, however the Lord leads, however long the Lord leads, we'll be here.
Six.
Let's see. Ruth, you have anything to say about the VBS?
We start tomorrow night.
Let's do your microphone.
Registration at 5:30, and if you brought your donations for food, I'm taking them today, so get them near the refrigerator and I'll load up whatever's in there, and just pray for us. We're going to have a good time, and I'm sure that we'll all be blessed because of it. Thank you.
Sure you don't want to say something?
No, I'm good.
Hallelujah. So we're going to be, that takes care of the announcements, and I don't have any other info. Anybody else have any news? Any praise reports? Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that after the extensive therapy and all that kind of stuff, I'm finally getting back to normal, and it's it was just almost like an instant thing. It's just like one day, it's been a couple weeks ago, or maybe even close to 3 weeks ago, that I just thought, I was like, well, my arms aren't hurt like they used to hurt, and it was just kind of one of those things where I didn't really recognize it until, after a few days, I was like, wait a minute, my arms aren't hurting anymore. I can do things with them that I couldn't do.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. So for those of you who may not have realized it, he was electrocuted earlier this year. And very severely damaged, but thank God for his faithfulness. Now even God's proven to him that he can work nights and every other weekend.
Yeah.
But God's going to have something better for him. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything else? Okay, should we go ahead and do the birthdays? Oh, yes. Oh, Talitha Morrison, Friday, and Cleo Sanders. Happy birthday. Is Talitha here? No.
She's working today.
She went to work today, so she's getting sung to.
Yeah.
Brian will give her a solo when he gets home. And on Monday the 24th, Benjamin and Victoria Nash are celebrating their anniversary. Okay? And that's it? Okay. Now, do we have any prayer requests? We know that there are just a lot of people in need, folks. Sometimes it almost gets overwhelming, except for God.
Amen.
If it was up to any of us individually, we would get overwhelmed. I can tell you that right now. But there are just a lot of people that are in need and hurting. Our pastor needs prayer. And I'm talking about not just the regular stuff, but special prayer for his leg. And so we want to be constantly in prayer for him. I'm not going to tell the story of how it happened. Oh, maybe I should. No, I'm not going to do that. You be sure to go up and ask him. But anyway, we just want to keep him in prayer. Karen Baker's having problems. We want to keep George and Brenda Morse in prayer. They did get moved into their home almost a week and a half ago. So that's encouraging, but we want certainly keep them upheld.
Peggy recuperating.
Oh, yes. Yes, Peggy is recuperating from a surgery, and she's doing well, having a good recovery, but just keep her in prayer. Any others? Okay. What's his name?
John Underwood.
Don Underwood. Okay. John Underwood. Okay.
My dad has been on the prayer chain for a little over a week. He is home. He's doing well, but he'll be 90 in November. He is facing an open heart procedure, probably sometime in the next month to 3 months, depending on scheduling. Mm-hmm. Surgical procedure, and it's not going to do the trick. So they're hesitant because of his age, of course.
Yeah. Okay. It's probably a good sign for him that he's well enough to even be considered for it.
Oh, yes.
That age. Yeah.
I'm on the mic, so. My mother had breast cancer surgery again Friday morning. Last year she had breast cancer and it was removed, and this time they removed the place again. They don't know if it's cancer or not. It's going to pathology and some scar tissue and stuff removed. She lives alone and has a lot of responsibility. Her basement flooded. Her hot water heater went out. She has no air conditioning. I mean, it rains, it pours, and she just needs prayer. I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
My mother, she lives in Lexington, and I couldn't, in my mind, I thought, I can't figure out who to call. So
I won't let me help.
He's not supposed to. So I ended up calling Caleb Bergen, who came. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Did I really hear that you wouldn't let him do it, and he didn't?
Yeah.
That's the part. Okay.
Case Smith.
Yes. Okay, how is your wrist doing? It's, It's K and Hay, and twins right there. By the way, your hair looks real nice today. Oh, boy. ain't life grand? Praise the Lord. Well, like we said, there are a lot of people hurting, but it's good that we can be happy in the Lord, yes. Even though we're faced with all of these other things. We always have His joy in us. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's given to us free.
Yes.
We just have to operate in it. So please feel free, if any of these requests have touched your heart and you would like to pray out, feel free to do that. And then I'll just close it up in a few seconds, minutes. Thank you, Father.
Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that Kay's okay and that she is going to mend perfectly. Lord, thank you for Vance and for just the team that they are. I pray that you bless them and Lord, that you would.
Thank you, Jesus.
This morning we pray strength be poured into Brenda, Lord.
Yes.
We pray encouragement that just comes straight from the throne room of heaven. Even the joy of the Lord, that she could laugh and have just extreme joy today. Somehow, some way, Lord, you would break through and give her a fresh anointing of your joy. Father, we curse the cancer as you cursed the fig tree and it withered and died. Father, we as a family, even now, we pray that cancer would be removed from her body in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray hope would be established in her heart, and Lord, that you would raise her up from this is our prayer. That Lord, that she would receive the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, I thank you so much for the presence in my house, the joy through all the things that we've been through. I thank you for the progress we're seeing. Thank you, Lord, that through all this, we always have the hope in you. This morning, I want to ask, Lord, that you would open my Father's voice and let him speak again. He loves this. He misses teaching so badly, and he hated not going to church this morning. I ask, Lord, that you would allow that to happen again. Inspiration.
We just praise you and thank you that you know even before we ask what we need. And Father, we thank you that you supply that need through your great, wonderful supply of the Spirit of Christ. And we thank you for it. We receive it. Father, we just thank you for watching over Hope and Dave as they travel. Father, keep them healthy during this trip. And Father, we just thank you and praise you that you'll bring them strength to do and see everybody that they want to see and to do the things that they desire to do in their hearts. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you love us with an unending, Father, love, with a love that goes beyond our comprehension. We can't even understand it, but we can enjoy it. We can receive it. And Father, a love that is no conditions, no strings attached to it. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for this body of believers. And I thank you, Father, for now meeting every need that's not been mentioned, but is on the hearts of these people. And Father, we thank you that you do that all through your goodness and your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
My wife put together a brief video of our trip as a tribute and thank you to the church. A friend of mine said, oh, so you're going to be showing home videos to your church and bore them. And I said, well, they agreed if I'd cut my sermon short, they'd take in the video. So whatever it may be, this is kind of an encapsulation of the trip you gave us, and we thank you. Really, it was.
I need the worship team back, please. Brandy, probably take out the second song. Yeah, take out the second song. And if someone could bring me a battery, 9-volt. It just crashed. Go to Caleb.
I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame.
From the inside of my soul.
Would you stand with me for this last song, please? Open E.
Sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. To the glory of your love, there is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering to you. We bring an offering to you.
Seated.